Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You're right. Some prominent conservatives are criticizing this. I'll take your word that others are not.
You don't have to take my word. What you should do is go out and interview some people, and you'll find out.
But on this direct question about political retribution, what it looks like, sir, what's your response?
I can't help what it looks like. Look, I've created the greatest economy maybe in history, and you're seeing that now. Plants are being built all over the country.
Look at 100 deals a day. I choose one.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles.
The most valuable commodity I know of is information.
Who is that girl?
I'm Taylor Riggs.
Taylor, great to have you back on the air. How are you on this Wednesday morning?
Thanks for having me. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, great. You know what? That bite was the CBS interview done in Detroit yesterday by Tony DeCoppel, and he's asking the president about the investigation into Jerome Powell and overspending at the Fed. The president's like, I can't help what it looks like. I had nothing to do with it. Has this been having an impact on the markets?
Actually, surprisingly, no. If this were a really, really big issue, I would expect to see the 10-year yield jump because there would be a huge risk premium now to owning U.S. debt. Equities would be lower because people would be afraid that the Fed no longer has independence, and we are not yet seeing that. And I think that is good. My worry about opening up a criminal probe into the Federal Reserve Chair, Jay Powell, is it does look...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little like we're trying to erode Fed independence. I'm wondering if the president could have just let him fly off into the night in May. He's going to be gone in May. But instead, by opening up this probe, I'm worried that Jay Powell's trying to become a martyr. And now with all of these other central bankers signing on to a big letter to support him, he's becoming a bigger deal than otherwise he should be. And then my worry is now he's really not going to cut interest rates because he now wants to overcompensate for not appearing to be bowing down to the president. And then instead of stepping away in May as chair, he may actually finish out the term and through until January of 2028, where he's just a board member and not chair. So I'm worried that this actually had a lot of unintended consequences where we could have just stood back and let him fly off into the night in May. That being said, I understand that people are very frustrated about the cost overruns at the Federal Reserve building. I just think on the face value of this, it just doesn't look good.
Interesting. Or we could just go back to the gold standard and not worry about it.
Talking like Larry Kudlow.
Sorry,
<man.
laughs> I know. That's, I can't help it to think that. Go ahead, Kim.
Taylor,
sorry.
I have to get your take on this whole proposal from Trump to cap the interest rate for credit cards at 10%, because one of the biggest questions I have is how could Trump even do that?
That's a great question. I don't think he can. This, again, we're sort of blurring the lines between executive action and what Congress needs to do. I'm going to give you both sides to the story. On one hand, I think this is clearly a president that's worked on affordability, that's worried about it. Do interest rates for some people at 30, 40% feel unfair, feel like it's a shark loan in many cases? Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that feel like they're being taken advantage of, especially when you have all these banks coming out today and many of them are hitting record profits. That being said, I don't like a president interfering in capital markets. This is the free market, and we know, Venezuela, price caps do not work. You cannot have a government come in and tell you that you cannot charge a very risky borrower more than 10%.
Yes.
So here is the problem with that. I'm American Express. Let's just pretend, right? And I'm looking at Kim and Kim is great. Kim has a great FICO score. Kim can get 10% because I trust that Kim is going to pay me back. And then I look at, Taylor has a bad credit history. She has failed to repay me in the past. She's a very high balance relative to her income. I'm going to price in some risk that Taylor will not pay me back. So I can't charge her 10%. I have to charge her 20% because Taylor is a very risky borrower. We see this in health insurance, right? We see this in auto loans. We see this in mortgage loans. Credit cards are trickier because there's no personal backing. If you default on your mortgage, the bank can come take your house. If I default on my credit card, what are they going to do? Try to come after me and my assets? It's a lot harder. And so I think that is the worry that people love that the Trump administration is focused on affordability, but you cannot tell the private sector that you can't charge a very risky borrower more than 10%. My worry is the industry says, you know what we're going to do? We're just not going to lend credit cards to those people.
Right.
And then what happens? Now I can't get a loan. Now, the flip side of that, let me just be fully transparent, give you the other side. I was reading analysis from the Vanderbilt Policy Accelerator, and they have a very different view on this. They said that a 10% cap would save $100 billion per year in interest. And that would be offset by some of the drop in rewards that you get, right? So I have all of your fun rewards points that I can give you because you're paying that annual fee. I would have to reduce some of those because I can no longer subsidize that with my high risky borrower. But they're still saying that the interest that we save would far outweigh any decline in rewards points that you get. So I'm on both sides of this issue. It is very complicated, but I think at the end of the day, are Americans annoyed at high rates? Yes. But is the government giving price caps the solution? No.
Interesting. That's an interesting take on it, because we saw what happened in 1998 when they tried to dabble with the lending rules and give people credit to buy homes who they otherwise wouldn't have lent to. And then, of course, they defaulted on it. We know what happened after that. The other question the president brought up was he floated the idea of buying back mortgage bonds to the tune of $200 billion, and he thought it would drive mortgage rates down. Agree or disagree?
I I agree that it actually might drive mortgage rates down because we've seen this before. The Federal Reserve launched after 2008 what they call quantitative easing,
yes.
QE, where they buy treasuries and long-dated mortgage-backed securities. When the Fed is the big buyer of last resort, the big lender of last resort, when they buy, rates come down. And so this is a way to... I'm going to use the word manipulate, but I don't mean it in a bad way, trying to manipulate mortgage rates on the long term. This is one tool to do it. But then again, you and I can get into this debate of should the federal government be interfering in markets? Are we thinking that the 30-year mortgage rate is not being priced correctly by the free market, and so we need the government to come in and buy bonds to bring rates down? Or should we have a conversation about getting rid of red tape and increasing supply?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a long-term story. Buying mortgage bonds and bringing rates down can help next month. Supply can't.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of proposals this week that show, I think the president obviously very concerned about rates and affordability, but some of these proposals kind of sound like Bernie Sanders, and that's kind of where I get a little uneasy.
So somebody, Taylor, keeps bringing up on my social media line this morning that they want to see the Fed audited. Has that been done before?
You know, I don't know, but I think that you bring up a very good point that if I had a cost overrun on a house that went 30% over budget, wouldn't you want to talk to your contractor and say, what's going on?
Show me, yes.
Open up your books. You're over budget and over time. And this is Trump the builder, the real estate investor, remember?
True.
And so I think people are concerned of, in the past, we've just let all these cost overruns go because it's not my money. Taxpayers' money, right? You hear taxpayers' money and you forget that, like, it's all of us in it together.
True.
Like, it is our money. And that's where I have a lot of sympathy for. We're not any longer going to just let these cost overruns go because, well, it's big government. And so I understand. Yeah, we should do an audit. Absolutely. You know, I think we should also do audits of every state that's engaged in fraudulent daycare.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Taylor, we appreciate your time. You're so good at what you do. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll talk soon.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you. Taylor Riggs there, the Fox Business Network, the Big Money Show, by the way, every day on there from noon to 1 o'clock Central. I think maybe they've expanded it to 2 hours now. So be sure and check them out if you're checking out the business channel. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Missouri's Attorney General Catherine Hanaway. Big win at the Missouri Supreme Court for kids yesterday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.